And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am half asleep. It's been a long Monday. It's been a crazy Monday. Thank you so much. We are on Lindale TV. My name is Will Johnson, and we're about to talk about it. Let's talk about it. Ooh-wee. You know, over the weekend, we had some interesting things happen. And the Democrats actually pushed a bill through to fund Ukraine. And you know what? The bill that they pushed through is actually going to come out to about $100 billion, $60 billion for Ukraine alone. And I've been saying this for many, many, many months now, for actually over a year now, that I believe what's happening in Ukraine is the biggest money laundering scheme in American history. And the Democrats, they're pushing money to Ukraine. And I kept asking this question. Are they doing this because of money laundering? Are they doing this for every time that they push money to Ukraine that the big guy gets 10%? Are they doing this because they have bank accounts connected to Ukraine? I believe that they do. I believe they actually have bank accounts connected to Ukraine. But you know what else I was sitting there thinking? I believe that they actually have stocks into different things that's happening. What do I mean? Every time they send money to Ukraine, Ukraine is getting more arms. They're getting more bullets. They're getting more military equipment. So where does that money go to? The money goes to the industrial complex, which they build in these arms, and these politicians, they're buying stocks into all of this. They're buying stocks into all of it. Okay, so now... Now, the Democrats and some Republicans have worked this out to where we're sending money, our taxpayer dollar money, to Ukraine, and they're calling it safety and security. They're saying it's for safety reasons, for security reasons, that we have to fund Ukraine against Putin. Because if we don't do this against Putin, Putin is going to take over Ukraine, and then he's going to go for NATO nations. Nowhere does it say that he's going to go for NATO nations. But they keep saying that he's going to, knowing good and well that he's not. But we're supposed to believe otherwise. I'm not buying it. The American people is not buying it either. Now, I want to play this for you. Listen to Biggs. Biggs, he's actually talking about the money going into Ukraine. Listen, can we split screen this? Listen to Biggs as he's talking about the money going into Ukraine and how it should have never happened in the first place.
Hi, Andy Biggs here from Arizona's 5th Congressional District. The Speaker has put together a big blob of an aid package. He's giving upwards of $80 billion to Ukraine. And in that, the President Joe Biden has authority, basically a blank check for up to $8 billion to write and extend loans that he can forgive to Ukraine. Additionally, there's only a portion of the dollars are going to go for lethal aid and military spending in Ukraine, of that portion. The other bills include $2.5 billion for Taiwan, then this other conglomeration of 13 different bills dealing with a whole host of issues outside of everything else we're doing. And then you get to the Israel aid part of this. Now, Israel aid is somewhere in the neighborhood of $17.5 to $18 billion. The bad news is that $9 billion of it goes to Gaza. The bad news is that means Hamas is going to have access to that money because Hamas controls Gaza. And that means that we'll be funding both sides of that crisis. And that means that in order to get to the Ukraine funding, our speaker has leveraged funding for Israel. And in order to get his Israel package so the Democrats would vote for it, he's actually giving money to the terrorists who are attacking Israel. Now, does that make sense to anybody? We had a bill that we passed out 6 months ago or so, right after the October 7th, that provided $14.5 billion of funding and aid for Israel that was paid for out of the IRS. Since then, we've had several other bills that we're going to pay for, including one of mine that would have given Israel aid that would pay for it so we didn't add to our national debt. The Senate had the first bill, and they sat on it for 6 months. Some of the people who support this massive package didn't utter a single word to try to leverage the Senate and the Biden administration to give aid to Israel 6 months ago. But they're going to be saying, do this today. We don't care if there's $80 billion for Ukraine, another $2.5 billion for Taiwan, and who knows what else in this massive package of 13 and 15 policy items. That's what you have going on today. In order to get any of this through, we're going to provide money to terrorists. That's what a yes vote is. I don't know how I can do that.
That's what a yes vote is. And that's exactly what they did. They funded Hamas. You know, the Biden regime has been funding both sides of this war. They've been pushing Hamas and Iran to attack Israel, then to just try to act like they're supporting Israel. And the only reason why Republicans went with this, Mike Johnson, you're going to hear later on, Mike Johnson says the reason why he did this is because this is the only way that the Democrats would support Israel. Really? This is the only way they'll support Israel? This was the only way. I don't think so. He should have never done it in the first place. While they're spending all this money, and look, you can get them off the screen. I'm a huge supporter of Israel, a huge supporter. But I don't believe in filling bank accounts. Now, if we're going to help with the military, with Israel, because they are an actual ally, okay, I'm for it. But Ukraine, filling bank accounts in Ukraine, filling bank accounts in Israel, filling bank accounts all across the planet, I don't think so. Because they take that money and they go buy more yachts. They take that money and they go buy more mansions. They take that money and they go on lavish vacations. Why are we filling their bank accounts with our hard-earned money? We're the ones in this country they're suffering, and the Congress just blatantly looked the other way of all the issues and all the troubles that's happening here in the United States of America. Just looked the other way, like it wasn't even happening. It's 100% disgusting. 100%. So now the USA actually means divided states of America. It's no longer the United States of America. It was so disgusting to see what they did on the Senate floor. Absolutely right down disgusting. Well, listen to one of the Democrats that's happy that this happened and was pushing for this in the beginning. Should have never, ever took place.
Some say, well, we have to deal with our border first. The Ukrainian-Russian border is our border. It's the border between depraved autocracy and freedom-loving people seeking our democratic way of life. Do we have a stake in that outcome? Yes. Undeniably, yes. Will we rise to the occasion? Will we stand shoulder to shoulder with our Ukrainian brothers and sisters who for 1,151 days have been holding off?
Let me stop it really quick. Ukraine is not even, they don't even utilize a democratic system. They don't even use it. They don't even care about democracy in Ukraine. Zelensky has made it to where he's the only one that will be president from here on out. They don't even have elections in Ukraine because of Zelensky.
Yeah, they actually suspended elections during wartime. That's not a democracy. Democracy doesn't do that. Even here in America, if you're in wartime, you have to have an election.
But we're a constitutional republic.
But I'm just saying.
Democracy means that you continue to have votes. You get to support the person that you want to. Right. But in Ukraine, they're never going to be out of war. As long as Zelensky is there, they're never going to end. It's going to continue to be war forever. It's going to be like that forever. This is what they're pushing for. Let me play the rest of this, what he's saying here. Listen to him. Can you go to it?
the depraved, thuggish dictator Vladimir Putin, who has respected no norms of warfare. He's targeted children in hospitals and schools. He's bombed apartment blocks, killing thousands.
So, Russia, Russia, Russia. It always goes down to Russia. They blame Russia for everything. Blame Putin for everything. If they're not blaming Putin, they're blaming President Trump. Isn't that interesting how they do that? It works out like that all the time for the Democrats. And they act like we don't understand what they're saying. They act like they can lie to our faces and we'll just believe it. Here's another great example of what I'm talking about. Listen to this man on MSDNC as he's talking about the Democrats and the reason why we're pouring money into Ukraine. Has nothing to do with the United States of America. It's money laundering 101. Watch.
Most of these dollars are really an investment in America.
So he's saying that us putting money into Ukraine is an investment into America. Please explain that one to me. How does that work? Have you ever heard of such a thing? How idiotic is that? Now watch. This is what I was saying in my opening about how the Democrats and even Rhino Republicans, they're making money from Ukraine because listen, they are buying stocks. I'm willing to bet that they're buying stock. They got stock options and all of these things that are taking place like Nancy Pelosi's husband did in the chip deal, remember? And then they pass it. $5 million he put in the chip deal. $5 million. And then they pass it. I wonder what his payout was like.
Yeah, and basically what this guy's saying is that they're hiring U.S. companies to make the supplies, the ammunition,
like a chip
and
company.
Such, right? And so,
like a chip company.
Right. We're sure that somebody's going to be investing in those, right?
Come on.
Because they're going to be making a lot of ammunition for Ukraine.
Listen to him. Listen to him.
Most of these dollars are really an investment in America, in our defense industrial base. We will be producing the weapons that the Iranians use to defeat Vladimir Putin. So it's a good moment for the country. That'll be on Tuesday.
How is this a good thing for the country?
Yeah, it's a money making.
I've been saying this for the longest. This is about them pouring money into Ukraine. The big guys getting 10%. I'm telling you, the big guys getting 10%. These other politicians. It's all a payday for them. It's all a payday, which brings me to this. Look at this one. This happened after they got the payday. Watch this. How disgusting is that? Split screen it for me. How disgusting is that? How many American flags do you see there? How many? Let's count them together. Zero. This should have never taken place. For me, this is all them celebrating is payday. It's payday. It's payday. They're all celebrating payday. We'll be right back. Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no dropped calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to 3 phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned on what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end time government of the Antichrist.